thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at KERA.org.
With any type of testing where you are comparing one student to another, there have to be field tests. First, it takes an advisory committee of many, many, many hours for probably the next 3 to 4 months, if I'm guessing. Somebody once said 6 months, to actually put together a committee that would begin the focus on each individual subject. Remember, we're going to do 12 different end-of-course tests. So we'll have 12 different subjects. We'll then put together not only the test, the mechanism, the instrument, the manner in which it's done. There'll be a lot of field testing out in the field to make sure that it is fair and equitable to minority students, to rural students.
We're still talking, though, about some form of standardized testing.
We still have the same accountability structure. We're going to rework it, obviously, for end-of-course exams. But the difference is the tax test was a cumulative test over a period of time, sometimes 2 to 3 year accumulation of knowledge. And so often what we always heard was, well, we're just teaching to the test, or there's just too much testing in between the tax test. Well, the state does not require it, but every individual school district had what they called benchmark testing. They wanted to see how well they were doing before they took the actual test. So they had multiples of tests, and in this legislation, we limited the number of benchmark tests that could be taken prior to a tax test or an end-of-course exam.
So there's less testing and what, therefore, what, more time to devote to actual curriculum as opposed
to
teaching to a test?
Correct.
There are those with teachers groups who have said, though, all right, fine, but it's still just one standardized test in place of another.
But it's much different standardized test. This one is going to be tested. They're going to be tested over the curriculum that was just taught by that teacher, not a curriculum of 2 or 3 years ago in a math class, or 2 or 3 years ago in an English class, the accumulation of that that third year, where you have to go back and re-study what it was. It is an end of course at the end of the full year of the ninth grade English, for instance. It would be English 1, and you would be tested over the entire English 1 program, not a final exam, but an end of course exam. So the teacher that you had would be held accountable, and performance would certainly be generated based on the growth that you had in that class from the beginning of the class till the end of the class. One of the things that I think is the new methodology in education, and I am a very strong proponent for this, is what we call longitudinal growth patterns. Too often, we do not look at the growth of, and the development of that child, that individual child. This will actually give us that longitudinal growth pattern that will show us when a child entered the ninth grade English class, took a test, a diagnostic test, so to speak, but then took the end-of-course exam, we can see the growth of that child and what that child learned. Very, very important in education today. We've never done that before in the state of Texas.